Welcome to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. Tonight's game is powered by Red Bank Sleep Shop, where customers send their friends. Visit redbanksleepshop.com. RKE Athletic, helping outfit the Monmouth Hawks, high school and rec teams, Route 71 in Wall. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives and trash talk, brought to you by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. Barnabas Health, life is better, healthy. Surf Taco, with 9 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County. Good food, good people, good vibe. World Subaru in Tinton Falls, they think the world of their customers. And McClune's Restaurants, with 10 great locations, including 4 within 15 minutes of the Monmouth campus. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics. Let's head down to the court for all of tonight's action.
For the final time at home this season, the Monmouth men's basketball team will take to the court here at the Multipurpose Activity Center. And tonight they are in search of breaking a nasty 0 for February losing streak, as the Hawks will try to snap a 9-game losing skid against their opponent tonight, who is equally on a losing skid of their own. The Niagara University Purple Eagles come in losers of 8 consecutive games, and both teams needing a win to go into the MAC tournament next weekend with some kind of momentum. As here courtside at the MAC in West Long Branch, I am joined by my broadcast partner this evening, Matt Harmon. I am Eddie Acapinti, our good buddy Brian Cedillo, engineering back in the studios. And Matt, tonight we have a contest here in the MAC, final home game this year for Monmouth University, and something that will be the theme of this evening's game, I think, is desperation, with Monmouth and Niagara both needing a win.
Yeah, I think it's a case of something's got to give, and something being one of these teams will walk out of here tonight not on a losing streak anymore. Obviously, we're open for Monmouth, but you said 0 for February. The streak for Monmouth actually dates back to the 26th of January, so it has been a hard climb for MU. Their last win coming back on the 23rd of January against Fairfield. For Siena, equally as bad. They are 0 of 7 in the month so far, just like Monmouth. Their last win, pretty similar. On the 24th of January, they knocked off Marist. So both of these teams have been unable to find themselves a little bit. I feel like, at least, Eddie, this might be a good matchup for Monmouth. You know, I don't know how motivated you are if you're Niagara, making the trip all the way down here to finish up your season. You play at Monmouth, you play at St. Peter's. Again, as we've talked about, you already know that you're in the conference tournament. Doesn't make much of a difference whether you're 9, 10, or 11, which any of these teams could possibly be now at this point. But when you think about it, you know, for MU, I think the thing for them, not only do they need to get a win, snap the losing streak, get their confidence back a little bit, but also you think if you won tonight, you would at least know, if you're Monmouth, that you are the 9 seed in the tournament. So you don't have to necessarily worry about that going into your last game. Of course, you want to win both, but you think just in terms of the overall structure, it would be nice for Monmouth to lock things up here, get that win at home, wrap up the MAC this year with a W, and know going into the game against Siena, win or lose, we're going to be the 9 seed in the tournament.
Tonight's game, Matt, being broadcast on 1160, 1310 AM, the Shore Sports Network, as well as shoresportsnetwork.com, and on the free Radio Pup app, as well as HawkVision on GoMUHawks.com, which you are seeing Matt and I in right now as we continue to look at this matchup tonight between MU and Niagara. It seems as though for the last, really, and you said it, 4 weeks, we've been kind of saying the same things about this Monmouth men's basketball team. When are they going to break into that win column? But now, Matt, it's almost like that student that doesn't study for a final, and then the final's in a week, and you really got to cram. The Hawks are going to have to cram for this conference tournament, because whoever they play, it's going to be a team that they've had problems with, but you almost think there's a way they can right the ship. In the first game against these Purple Eagles, they played one of their better games of the season. Maybe this is the team they need to face.
Yeah, that's the good thing, I think, for Monmouth. Not only did they not have to make that long road trip down here to West Long Branch, they're home, you know, probably not feeling great about themselves, but at least they're home. You know, they know that they're taking on a team that they've already beaten during the course of this season, and that was a win on the road. So, I think for Monmouth, this is... It's been far from a good month, but this is a perfect situation for them to end up February on a high note and get a win going into March.
And we know Monmouth's opponent yet to be determined, as well as their seed. We know, Matt, they cannot be any higher than ninth. in the MAC tournament standings. They most likely won't finish in last place, so that puts them right in that 9-10 discussion with this Niagara team that brings into the MAC tonight not only one of the best players in the conference, but the second leading scorer in the nation in Antoine Mason.
Yeah, he's a guy who could score. But if you look at the dynamic, I think, of Niagara, the biggest difference between these two teams is, at least for me, he doesn't have any complementary pieces or very limited complementary pieces around him. At least for Monmouth, there's always been a little bit more balance on the team. You know, it may be hot or cold in the forms of Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, but at least you know you've got options, one, two, three, maybe even four sometimes. For Niagara, it's basically Mason and everybody else.
And the first time these two teams played, Monmouth held Antoine Mason to 4 of 12 shooting from the floor, and they kind of went defense by committee at him. One of the players that did a great job on him defensively, Max DeLeo, will return to the lineup tonight, and he has been sorely missed.
Yeah, that's very good news for Monmouth. You got to have DeLeo back into the lineup, even if he uses these two games to kind of get himself back in, I hate to say shape, but after you miss a couple of games, you know, you do kind of lose the edge a little bit. And I think for DeLeo, whether he plays a bunch of minutes tonight or limited minutes, I think just having him back on the floor will be key. And if you throw him at Mason, even in spurts a little bit, might be enough to disrupt this game.
And speaking of keys, Matt, what do you think Monmouth needs to do this evening to make sure that they can snap this losing skid? What are those couple of things that we need to keep an eye on for this team to play well, ultimately get a win?
Well, I think one thing is forget about the past. I think that's important. You know, you've got to say, okay, we've lost X number of games in a row. We haven't won yet in the month of February. You got to let that go because you're getting ready, basically, to turn the page to March after today. I mean, today's the last day of February, so it's a brand new month tomorrow. Get yourself back on the right track a little bit. And then I think what we just talked about, can you get options 1, 2, and 3, maybe even 4? 4 might be a bit of a stretch, but 1, 2, and 3. Can you get your guys all on the same page in one night? Monmouth has really been unable to do that during the course of this season. It's been, okay, here's option A, but option B is having a bad night. Maybe option C works itself into the mix a little bit. Tonight it's got to be everybody contributing to try to get yourself pushed past this losing streak.
And we'll see if Monmouth can do that this evening here in front of what's expected to be a very good crowd. Tough when you compare it to last Saturday. We had the sellout game with Miles Austin having his jersey retired, but we know the MAC will be packed this evening. Fans will take our first time out here on our post-game show, or rather on our pre-game show, getting a little ahead of myself on a Friday night. We'll bring it right back here courtside to the Multipurpose Activity Center after a 60-second break on the Shore Sports Network.
And we welcome you back here a couple minutes away from tip-off getting you set for Monmouth and Niagara. Time to take a peek at the starting lineups. Let's begin first for Monmouth. Hawks coming into this one 10-19, 4-14 right now in MAC play, trying to snap a 9-game losing streak. It'll be Josh James to start in the backcourt this evening. He'll run the point. James, the 6'2 freshman, 190 pounds, averaging just under 9 points per contest. The team's leading scorer is Deion Jones. He'll be playing in the backcourt this evening as well. Jones, the 6'6 junior transfer from Towson, has put 8 20-point games together this year, 8 20-point or more games together this year. Andrew Nicholas will be in the backcourt this evening as well. The 6'6 junior wearing number 13, averaging just under 14 points per contest. And up front, the two big freshmen, number 33, Zach Tillman, the 6'10, 275-pound player who's averaging just over 4 points and right at 3 rebounds per contest. Chris Brady, number 43, will start up front this evening as well. Brady, the 6'10, 250-pound freshman. Couple of roster notes tonight. Eddie mentioned one. It will be Max DeLeo returning to the lineup tonight. Justin Robinson still out with the injury. He's done for the rest of the year. The stress fracture in his foot. Also not playing tonight will be Khalil Brown. Violation of team rules. He has not even suited up. So we know that Brown won't play. Also Marcelo Hudiger, he's out this evening as well. Time to take a look at the Niagara starting lineup for them. I'll kick it over to my broadcast partner, Eddie Ockerpint.
Matt, appreciate it as we roll along on our first Atlantic Federal Credit Union pregame show. The lineup is led by the second leading scorer in the country, Antoine Mason, 25.5 points per game. He's joined in the backcourt by Marvin Jordan, a senior, and Wesley Myers, a freshman. Ramon Snowden, a freshman from Virginia Beach, will get the start, alongside a familiar name if you're a Monmouth fan, redshirt senior Marcus Ware, the Vineland, New Jersey product, 8.7 points, 5.5 rebounds per game for first-year head coach Chris Casey. That's our Monmouth and Niagara starting lineups presented by McLoone's Restaurants. Visit McLoone's.com for information on all of their great restaurant locations. Monmouth and Niagara, tonight's broadcast on 1160, 1310 a.m. as well as ShoreSportsNetwork.com and the free Radio Pup app, as well as GoMUHawks.com's HD video stream Hawk Vision. Matt and myself will have the tip for you, and we'll get you ready for Monmouth and Niagara when we come back after a two-minute timeout here on your home for Hawks basketball all season long, the Shore Sports Network.
And we're back here from the MAC getting set for Monmouth and Niagara getting together for what, at least for the Hawks, their final home game of the season. A busy night in terms of MAC play tonight. Big one up in Manhattan as the Jaspers will get set to play host to Iona, two of the top teams in the league. Marist will be at Fairfield, and then the Friday night game tonight, Ryder playing host to Canisius, obviously Niagara and Monmouth here, all leading into the conference tournament, which will begin on Thursday with a trio of games, all beginning at 5 o'clock. Monmouth with a win here tonight would lock in the 9 seed, and that would put him in the early game of the three. They would play in the 5 o'clock bracket, which I think would be beneficial. You know, talking with actually Jeff Stapleton, Eddie, before we sat down at the table here. You know, one thing about, obviously, if you win tonight, you win your last home game, that's a good feeling. You break the losing streak before you have to go back on the road and play Siena. The other thing is, to me, of those three games, you say, well, we're not really used to playing at 5 o'clock. To me, though, at least you know you're going to play at 5 o'clock, because every other game after that may be pushed late if there's overtime, if there's an injury, if there's some sort of situation. At least at 5 o'clock, you can kind of have your normal prep. You don't have to necessarily worry about, you know, standing around or waiting for a game or anything like that. To me, you know, locking this one even though it would be a tough matchup with St. Peter's, who Monmouth would likely play in that opening round game, a team that's beaten the Hawks so far twice this year. I just like the fact that playing at 5 o'clock, you know that's when the game's going to be.
And we were talking about it, Matt, during the week, you know, around the office with the various athletic department personnel as we're just about ready for tip between Monmouth and Niagara. And the question was actually posed, you know, who would you rather play, St. Peter's or Marist? Kind of looking at, and I don't even know if this year, if you'd rather play somebody, but from familiarity's sake, what would be your feel? Do you want to play a team that you know you've either beaten or that you know you've played close and you know, hey, we get them on a neutral floor, it could be a different story? What do you think the thinking is when you go into that neutral site tournament when you're playing somebody for the third time?
Now, this is me, and this is just my own opinion. I think if I had my pick of the two teams, I would opt to play Marist, and I'll tell you why. The reason I don't like the matchup against St. Peter's is because I don't think Monmouth is necessarily comfortable playing the brand of basketball that St. Peter's wants to do. And quite honestly, they're a little bit better right now at kind of instilling their brand than maybe Monmouth is instilling their brand. And I thought we saw that on Saturday night. St. Peter's wants a low-scoring, ugly type of game, first one to 60 wins. And I think if you're Monmouth, you stand a better chance getting an almost kind of a high-scoring matchup like they had the two times that they played against Marist. I mean, look at the two matchups against Marist. You lost the combined two games by 6 points. You're in both of those games. A play here or a play there, it really changes the dynamic. If it was me and I had my pick, I'd say give me Marist.
Just about ready for MU and Niagara this evening. I'm not giving you mine.
Well, why not?
Oh, I'm not. You don't need my opinion. Because it's funny. I'd rather play, believe it or not, St. Peter's. Here's why. They struggle offensively from the floor in their own gym. They struggled here in the MAC. Now, what? And I actually like your point that the one thing that you could say never goes away is defense. If you can play defense at 9 o'clock in West Long Branch, you can play it at 5 o'clock at Springfield. I just like Monmouth on a neutral floor playing their tempo against St. Peter's away from fans, familiar territory, where Marist scares me because they could score 95. And if Monmouth plays them, I worry about two guys, Siobhan Lewis and Khalid Hart, because either of them could go for 25. I look at that St. Peter's team, and they do have good players. I don't think either of their good players, Washington and Dominique, could go for 30 on a neutral floor. I just don't, and that's what worries me when you play a team with good players.
Who asked you anyway?
No one did, apparently.
Let's take one quick peek at the league standings going into a busy night. As you mentioned, four other games. Iona has clinched the regular season title. They will be the top seed in the upcoming tournament. They are 16-2. Quinnipiac and Manhattan, along with Canisius, all five losses. Quinnipiac has played one more game. They're 14-5. Manhattan, Canisius, 13-5. Siena at 10-9, still trying to lock in that 5 seed, which is so very important because you get the opening round bye. Rider nipping at their heels, 9-9. Marist 8-10. St. Peter's 8-11. Monmouth 4-14. Niagara 3-15. Fairfield at 3-16.
We'll take a look at those MAC standings again later in our broadcast as we're just about ready for tip between Monmouth and Niagara. That Hawks lineup again: Josh James, Deion Jones, Andrew Nicholas, Zach Tillman, Chris Brady, Wesley Myers, Ramon Snowden, Antoine Mason, Marcus Ware, and Marvin Jordan, the five Purple Eagles. It'll be MU right to left, Niagara left to right. Purple Eagles in their road black, Monmouth in their home white, and we are ready for basketball. Marcus Ware to jump things up with Chris Brady. Ware, a player who called Monmouth home for 4 years, wins the tip for Niagara, and it'll be Wesley Myers to begin things. Purple Eagles go right down to Marcus Ware immediately. Double team by Tillman and James. Good defense here by MU. And Ware's pass is intercepted by Deion Jones. Hawks will come back the other way. Andrew Nicholas will glide to the basket and lay in the game's first 2 points.
Good start for MU on both ends of the floor. Good defensive play causing the steal. Good finish in transition by Red.
30 seconds gone by. An early 2-0 MU lead. Ware down low. Misses a short jumper over James. Tillman with the rebound. Long outlet pass to Deion Jones. Jones guarded by Antoine Mason as it poked out from behind and taken away. Mason will get credit for the steal as he hit it right to Myers. This is Marvin Jordan, a senior from Illinois, for three. That one in and out. Nicholas with the rebound. 60 seconds gone by. Hawks lead 2-0. James top of the key. Throws down low to Tillman. Tillman spins towards the middle of the floor and puts it in.
Getting so good at catching the ball and being quicker with his moves to the basket.
And for the first time, MU got a bucket down low to start a game, but not from a big guy. Tillman does, however, get the second hoop. Mason to the basket, floater over Tillman, as it's now 4-2 MU. He struggled mightily the first time these two teams played, but he is good.
He can't score. Second leading scorer in the nation, just under 26 points per game.
Tillman, nice little baseline spin, misses it short. Right into the arms of Marcus Ware. Here is Antoine Mason on the right wing, guarded by Deion Jones. Mason picks up his dribble, double teamed by Tillman and Jones. He threw it to a falling down player, that was Snowden, who slid it over to Wesley Myers. That was a weird looking play.
Kept the ball though.
He didn't travel either. Finds Ware. Ware drives right into the chest of Tillman, and then he'll be called for traveling. Tillman will come out. Tyrone O'Garrow will check in. 2 minutes gone by. Hawks lead 4-2.
Strange to see. I know you guys saw it. You and Steve did the game first time that these teams played. For me, a little weird seeing Marcus Ware in a different color jersey.
Always nice to see him. We got to see him before the game, but you're right. It's a little odd seeing him in that jersey. He does look physically bigger than when he was down here at Monmouth. Deion Jones will step into a triple. That one way short. Long rebound to Marvin Jordan. Jordan cut off by Josh James. Right over to Wesley Myers. Myers kicks it now out to Jordan for three. And he rainbows that one in to give Niagara a 5-4 lead.
Now he is the team's second leading scorer. That's something Monmouth does not want to have happen. Don't want anybody else to heat up. You can give Mason his points. He's going to take his shots too, but it's that second option MU's got to worry about.
Niagara scores 76 a game, but they give up 83 points per contest. Tyrone O'Garrow, left block. He'll face up, go to the basket, lefty floater is missed. Chris Brady is there to put it in to give Monmouth a 6-5 lead.
Good follow that time by Brady. No one blocked him out as a double had kind of come to take O'Garrow out of the mix, and Brady able to just knife his way through and tap it back in.
Mason on the left wing, throws to Jordan, top of the key. Jordan around a Ware screen, 24 on the shot clock. He gets into the lane, has his shot turned away, but fouled. Chris Brady got the block, but will be credited for the game's first foul with 16:50 to go in the first half.
It looked like a decent block. Maybe I guess got part of the arm. Not overly visible from where we're sitting, but Brady's done a nice job. He's a bit more of a defender, I feel like, than Tillman. Does a little bit better job guarding the rim, clogging things up in the middle.
Marvin Jordan at the line, second leading scorer for this Niagara team at 9 points per game. He shoots 80% from the line. And misses his first one here. And we didn't get to mention it pregame, but Antoine Mason, 25 and a half a game, the son of former New York Knick and one of my personal favorites, Anthony Mason. And I know you can't stand the Knicks.
I was going to say, you love dropping that in, don't you?
I might do it all game. Marvin Jordan missed his second free throw. Monmouth will come back the other way, leading 6-5. Nicholas guarded by Anthony Mason's son. Now throws up top to James. Twice there for you. Jones will hang, and he is fouled to the basket. He'll get two free throws. 16:38 to go in the first.
Definitely, he resembles his dad. Same number. Not as big. Both ways.
Right. He's listed 6'3", 210. His dad was probably 6'6", 6'5", maybe 250. He was big.
He's a big boy.
Deion Jones makes his first free throw. Heard a rumor that Anthony was going to be in the house tonight. Actually, was going to be a guest of former Monmouth player Corey Albano, friends from their European basketball days.
So if there's a stretch where you don't hear Eddie for a while, he's running around talking old Nick stories.
Well, probably seeking out an autograph. And then trying to bring up, you know, 90s playoff trivia with Anthony Mason. Deion Jones made both of his free throws. Hawks lead 8-5. Under 16.5 to go. Niagara a little bit of trouble bringing it over against the MU pressure. Is now they're set with 18 on the shot clock. Marcus Ware, top of the key. Picks up his dribble on the right wing. Now throws to Jordan. Jordan uses a Ware screen on the wing. Popping up his Snowden top of the key. Throws down low to Ware. Right at Brady. Little jump hook is no good. Nicholas skies for the rebound. Hawks will push, leading 8-5. Nicholas on the right wing. Whistle away from the ball. And it'll go on Ramon Snowden battling Tyrone Ogero with exactly 16 minutes to go in the first half.
I feel like we've said about many of the teams that Monmouth is playing this year. A lot of teams in the MAC going through a transition period. You know, young coach, new system, Niagara among them, Chris Casey in his first year. He's got a lot of young players, some transfer guys. You know, still trying to figure it all out.
Tyrone Ogero is fouled off the inbounds pass, and he'll shoot two free throws when we come back. 15:58 to go in the first. Monmouth 8, Niagara 5, and we're out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. This is the third all-time meeting in the series between Monmouth and Niagara. This is the rubber match. Monmouth beat them earlier this season. Niagara won the first time the two teams played, as Monmouth leads the Purple Eagles 8-5, and with 15:58 to go in our first half. Tyrone Ogero will have two free throws as we come back off the media timeout.
I so worry sometimes what happens when I'm not here. I'm not gonna lie. I do. It concerns me.
Ogero makes his first free throw. Look, put it this way. It concerns more than just you. There's a lot of people that are concerned.
It's true.
As Zach Tillman will check back in for Chris Brady. While we have a minute, we'd like to thank our good friends at Barnabas Health for their continued support of MU Hoops. Premier Healthcare, one click away at barnabashealth.org. Ogero goes 2 of 2 from the foul line. Hawks lead 10-5, and maybe that, I mean, Tyrone just made two free throws. Should we go play a lottery number right now?
Yeah, he's not the best at the stripe, but a good stroke that time. Good to see him knock him down when he has the chance.
Hawks now 4 for 4 from the line. Tonight early on, they are the worst foul shooting team in the MAC. This is Antoine Mason, left wing, guarded by Nicholas. Picks up his dribble, fouled by either Tillman or Nicholas. They'll get Tillman for his first.
You know, the one good thing so far, even though Monmouth, you know, the game's still relatively young and he could go off at any point, the one good thing is once again, it's been Monmouth kind of holding Mason in check. He hasn't scored a basket, really even looked to shoot to do anything quite yet.
Here, Monmouth will force a turnover as Ogero knocked it out of the hands of Rayvon Harris, who's checked into the game, and then Harris knocked it into the MU bench. Hawks will get it back, leading 10-5, 15.5 to go first half. And how great, what a comfortable MU win tonight. Obviously getting very far ahead of ourselves, but they need this one.
Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, you got to break the string at some point, because as you said before, you know, time is becoming short in the season to get it worked out.
Deion Jones is fouled down low for MU. He was posting up on the shorter Marvin Jordan, so Jones will go to the line. Deion off to a good start tonight. Made a couple of free throws. We'll go back to the line here. MU is 10-19, 4-14 in the league And on this nine-game losing skid, as Jones makes the first. Niagara on an eight-game skid is 6-23 and 3-15 in the league. Joe Thomas will check in, redshirt junior out of Miami, Florida. Niagara roster pretty all over the place as well, as Jones will make his second. Matt, they really don't have one area of recruiting. They're kind of all over the place.
Yeah, including Russia. Look, they've got a player on their roster from Russia.
I didn't even see. Well, the guys from the two furthest away, it seems, Illinois and Russia, one on top of another on the roster. Hawks leading 12-5. Double team here. Ball out of bounds off of Zach Tillman. So Niagara will inbound 18 on the shot clock. That's little used Alex Dubovitsky. Have you been to Russia?
No.
I think between you and I, we've been almost everywhere, but that's...
Not Russia.
I can echo that. Never been to Russia. Niagara. Quick pull at a triple. Is a little long from Myers. Offensive rebound. Comes down to Harris. Ravon Harris will attack the basket. He'll miss the first one. Get a putback. Now he'll lose it and throw it away. Right to Josh James. James will lead a 3-on-2. James around Antoine Mason will lose it out of bounds. It's actually a great defensive job by Mason as James' turnover will give it back to Niagara.
You don't see many times Josh James in the open floor that he doesn't convert, but as you said, a nice job that time by Niagara. Hustling back on defense, getting in the way just enough, and knocking the ball off of James.
You also don't hear too many times when it's good job defensively by Niagara. They allow the opposition to shoot 49%. Like I said earlier, they give up 83 a game. Marvin Jordan is open for three in the right corner. He'll miss that one long. Offensive rebound, Myers, and then he is fouled by Tyrone O'Gara, who comes up a little hurt on the left arm. As Myers will go to the line for two, and O'Gara, Matt, I think that left arm is what he swatted down with, and that's what he's holding now.
Looks like he's it's his in his elbow. Still kind of holding on to it a little bit. You know, that could be a bunch of things. You know, obviously, I hate to ever speculate on an injury. That just might be, you know, almost getting knocked on your funny bone in the wrong spot.
Well, that's a weird spot as Myers makes his first. Greg Nowak in. He'll take out O'Gara. That's a weird spot. That could be funny bone. Even, it's obviously not dislocated, but if you get the slightest little like sprain of your elbow, it hurts.
No, O'Gara checks out. He's not even getting looked at by the training staff, so he's okay.
Wesley Myers hits both free throws. He shoots 65% from the line. Hawks lead 12-7, 14-10 to go first half. Greg Nowak swings it left wing to Deion Jones. Jones with Mason on him, dribbles top of the key. Dribble handoff to James. On the right wing, he'll now dribble out, reset the offense with 15 on the shot clock. James throws right corner to Jones. Down low, Tillman. Zach Tillman makes a couple of moves down low. Nice little spin baseline, and he is fouled by Joe Thomas with 13:52 to go in the first half.
I was going to say for a second, I thought Thomas was doing a nice job defensively that time around, and then all of a sudden Tillman kind of put one extra little move on him, and it results in Big Zach going to the free throw line. Good to see Max DeLeo get up off the bench. He'll check in between free throws here. Be his first action in quite a while, you know. Hasn't played in the last four and a half when you think about it, because injured the ankle against St. Peter's right before halftime, the first time these teams played, and such an integral part of the roster mix right now.
Tillman goes one of two. The second one was the miss. As Thomas rebound, he throws the Ravon Harris, who streaks down floor and is fouled going to the basket with 13:46 to go. MU leads 13-7. And now, Matt, I think what Max can use tonight's game and Sunday afternoon's game up at Siena to do is, as you said in our pregame, just get yourself back to games, you don't want to say shape, but game speed, because he is as valuable as any Hawk if MU is going to have a chance to win that first round game.
Has a visible ankle brace on that left ankle. You know, you just hope, and the word was that he was pretty close to being able to play on Saturday, but they gave him the extra days because Monmouth had a whole nother week basically in between when they played last week and then tonight. So why rush it back for just one game? So, I mean, he's had a full, you know, two and a half weeks to get himself put back together.
Ravon Harris goes one of two from the line. Hawks lead 13-8. Max DeLeo has it on the left wing. Hits Nicholas, top of the key. 4-3. It's good for Red.
Such a big part of his game when he can hit an early shot. You always like to think that might lead itself into a good night for Nicholas, who's off to a pretty decent start. He's got 5 points to lead MU.
Hawks doubling up the Purple Eagles, 16-8, 13-10 on this, their final home game of the season. Mason, oh, what a move to the basket. Switching hands midair and laying it in. Nowak ahead of the pack. He will get credit for the basket after a goaltend. Josh James will get credit with the assist. Hawks lead 18-10. Chris Casey takes a 30-second timeout. We'll keep things right here. 13:01 to go first half. Not happy with his team's transition D.
Yeah, and that's exactly why he took it. He basically challenged everyone that was on the floor as they came back out. Almost like a, are you kidding me? If we can't run back on defense, we're going to make some changes. And he just told three guys, get your warm-ups off. You're going into the game. So he's making basically a mass substitution here. Certainly unhappy with everyone who did not rotate back defensively. You know, in a tough year, whether it's Niagara, whether it's Monmouth, whether it's anybody else who might be struggling, the one thing that you expect from your guys all the time is effort. Because unlike Monmouth's run in the NEC, where right now they'd be playing out the string, everybody's in the conference tournament, and anybody can get hot on a given night, especially like a guy, you know, Niagara's got Antoine Mason. He's the second leading scorer in the nation. He might be able to carry you to a win and get you into the next round, so you better continue to bring effort game in and game out.
Well, Matt, every year a team with a losing record makes the NCAA tournament. Who's to say it couldn't come from the ultra-balanced Matt? As Mason steps into a jumper here, throws it off the back of the iron, but he gets a friendly roll and lays it in. Mason's on the floor with Marcus Ware. Reset the lineups after this Monmouth possession. Chris Brady finds Nicholas for three again. Put it in again in the left corner.
Good to see Nicholas finding his stroke. You know, you just hope that he can find it and continue it. That's the one thing for Nicholas, the one knock that he's had so far this year. Just inconsistent.
Iowa State transfer Cameron Fowler throws top of the key to Mason. He'll drive. His shot is too strong. Offensive rebound is up. Putback is missed by Rayvon Harris, but he'll go to the line. He was fouled by Nicholas. It's Harris, Fowler, Ware, Mason, and then new players, number five, Tajir McCall, a sophomore from Philadelphia. So you're right, Coach Casey, with an almost exclusive new lineup. Matt, Monmouth up on Niagara, 21-12, 12:15 to go in this first half. When's the last time MU had 21, 8 minutes gone by in a game? Maybe this is the cure for their offensive ills, was playing this Niagara team.
Well, you mentioned the one thing about Niagara. They do score. They're in the top part of the league in terms of scoring point-wise, coming in averaging over 76 a game. But they also give up points and don't really play great defense in terms of field goal percentage, even three-point percentage. So this is a game that MU could kind of maybe break out of what has been an extremely rough stretch.
Rayvon Harris misses two free throws. Chris Brady rebounded the second one as Deion Jones just checked in for Andrew Nicholas. Hawks lead by nine, 12 minutes to go in the first half. Josh James on the left wing around a Brady screen, top of the key. James will go to the basket, met by five Niagara players, and it'll be a jump ball with 11:58 to go. Monmouth will keep it on the alternate possession. But now the biggest concern is Josh James, who's on the ground, and he's not getting up. We'll step aside for the media timeout, but James is on the court right now, and he is hurt. We'll step out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. Fans, we invite you to stay connected with the Monmouth Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. We invite you to follow at MU Hawks on Twitter and Instagram, like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more. You can find every social media page associated with MU Athletics at one place. GoMUHawks.com/connect.
Looks like it's a left leg injury of some sort for James. He is walking off the floor now under his own power. You know, wincing, definitely in a little bit of pain. We'll see what kind of treatment he gets and if there's any lingering effects to that. So far through this one, MU, great offensive start. 6 of 9 overall from the floor. 7 of 8 from the free throw line. They force Niagara into a 1-for-4 performance behind the three-point line. 4 of 11 so far overall.
So James checks out. Monmouth counters with Nicholas. So no true point on the floor. Again, Robinson is hurt. So it's DeLeo, Nicholas, Jones, who will drive to the basket and miss one long. He'll get his own offensive rebound. triple teamed out to Nowak. Nowak will throw to Nicholas in the left corner. Fresh shot clock for MU here. Nicholas guarded in the corner, throws it left block to Nowak. He'll hand off to Deion Jones, streaking to the rim. He'll lay it in.
Nice job of Nowak getting good position to get the pass originally from Nicholas, and then a great cut to the basket for Deion Jones.
It's Nowak, Jones, Nicholas, DeLeo, and Brady. Ravon Harris, top of the key for Niagara, picks up his dribble, throws Antoine Mason in the right corner. Mason, double teamed by Nicholas and Nowak. Right in front of us, nowhere to go. Nowak takes it away from him, right in front of us.
Just ripped it right away from Mason.
Hawks lead by 11, moving it here. Nicholas for three straight away. That one an air ball out of bounds. 11:07 to go. Niagara will get it back.
That's one that Red kind of forced a little bit. Probably didn't need to pull the trigger that quick, especially on Monmouth on a nice little run right now. Double-digit lead already, up by 11. Every once in a while, show just a bit of patience. Try and stretch the lead out.
So Jair McCall is fouled by Max DeLeo going to the rim. Hawks continue to lead by 11. Just under 11 to go here in our first half. I know this is a full night of games in the MAC this evening as these teams are jockeying for playoff position. We'll take a look at that during the course of our broadcast. Down low, Harris finds Ware, double teamed. Ware gives it right back to Harris. And he is fouled. Ravon Harris will go to the line yet again with 10:48 to go. DeLeo quickly picking up foul number two.
The bench right now a little thin. Kind of interesting. We haven't really seen it yet since James checked out of the game. Who's going to actually bring the ball up for Monmouth in a half-court type set? You know, getting out on the fast break is one thing, but when you've got to run your regular offense, who assumes that responsibility right now for Monmouth? Is it Deion Jones to play more of almost a point forward type situation? Is it DeLeo just by virtue of being the shortest guy on the floor? And that's not a knock on him. It's a size thing more than anything else.
Ravon Harris goes 1-for-2. The second one, it was the miss, and it's batted out to Deion Jones. There's your answer. Deion, who pulled the rebound down, will initiate.
Listed as a guard, but to me, really more of a forward and operating in that spot right now.
Foul here away from the ball will go against Niagara's Cameron Fowler. I agree with you. He's listed as a guard. He's really the prototypical small forward for this team.
Yes, definitely. You know, he's a swingman. He can do enough with the basketball that he can bring it up if he needs to. Smart enough where he can run the point and still know how the offense is supposed to run.
We'll see how the offense runs here in the half court. Nowak found Jones back door. It was a good pass. Deion just lost it out of play. Hawks continue to lead by 10, 10:28 to go in the first.
It was a nice double cut that time. DeLeo went one way, and then right off of that, a little bit of confusion for Niagara. Jones was open inside, but as you said, just couldn't hang on to the pass.
Hawks double-teaming Niagara all over the floor. Ravon Harris has it top of the key. He now gives to Jair McCall. McCall being guarded by DeLeo. Drives, hangs in the air, can't get it to go off the backboard. Rebound tipped a couple of times. O'Gara will track it down. Midway point first half, MU leads 23-13. Jones will throw to O'Gara on the left wing. Now up top to DeLeo. He finds a cutting Nicholas. Turnaround jumper at the foul line is missed. O'Gara kicks it out to Nicholas. Down low, Nowak. His reverse layup is blocked, but he'll go to the line after he is fouled by Ravon Harris.
I have to be honest, I actually thought that was a pretty decent play by Harris right there. It looked like a good block. But for Monmouth, good ball movement that time. Ball didn't really hit the floor. 3-4 passes in a row. It just went, you know, spot to spot to spot. And then Nowak winds up getting himself fouled into the free throw line.
Nowak at the line with 9:50 to go will make his first one. He's asking you if you don't need your cell phone charger right now.
It's negotiable.
He said it's negotiable. I can wait. I got 15. He's got 15. Right. Oh, there you go. Team player.
Is he going to give it to us, or we're going to give him the charger?
I think we're going to give him the charger. We need this back shortly, though. All right? We'll need this back eventually. Second half. What happened, by the way? Nowak made two free throws. It's the last game for everyone at home. Monmouth back the other way defensively. Fouls to Jair McCall as McCall went up. Let's reset this thing. Monmouth leading Niagara 25-13. Greg Nowak's First 2 points of the game came from the foul line, and then he commits a foul on McCall, who will go to the line for two.
You know, this to me, and I think you said it earlier, you know, do you get yourself some sort of a coasting easy type win? It kind of has that dimension to do it. But again, remember with Niagara, with a guy like Mason, with a secondary player who might get hot, they're good enough to get yourself right back into it in a pretty good stretch for Monmouth, even though still, you know, midway through this first half. Me, you want to just keep building that lead up. Kind of take Niagara's spirit away if you can.
McCall made two free throws. This is back to a 10-point game. Hawks lead 25-15. 9:15 and counting to go in this first half. Hawks moving in here. O'Gara will attack Marcus Ware from the top of the key. He'll miss the layup too strong. McCall will pull the rebound down. He wants to go with it. Leads the break. Over to Mason for three. That one way long. Rebound to Nicholas. Nicholas will bring things up floor under 9 to go first half. DeLeo pumps a 3 in the corner. He'll attack the rim. His floater is missed. Bodies hit the ground. Ware with the rebound.
DeLeo just took out Nowak as he hit the floor. DeLeo with, to me, still a noticeable limp. And the worst part about that play was he actually hit Greg Nowak, who's limping right now, too.
Well, they're both limping and back the other way. Antoine Mason made a layup and got fouled. That foul is called on Deion Jones. So Mason will go to the line for a three-point play. DeLeo, who's limping, will sit down. James, who left the game limping, will come back in. And Colin Stewart will presumably check in for Greg Nowak, who is also a little gimpy as well.
That ball fake by DeLeo in the corner set himself up well, but I don't think he's got the explosiveness in his ankle or his leg right now to take it to the rim. He looked very awkward coming through. Kind of tossed it up there and then immediately hit the floor, rolled over on Nowak.
MU already without Justin Robinson, Marcelo Hudiger, and Khalil Brown tonight. Now has DeLeo and Nowak on the sidelines, each noticeably limping. 8.5 to go. Mason's three-point play has cut this Monmouth lead to 7 at 25-18. Andrew Nicholas has it for MU on the right wing. Pick and roll with O'Gara. Tyrone throws it down with two hands. Big time dunk.
Has a great screen and roll that time. DeLeo set it up. O'Gara set it up perfectly. And then such a nice feed. And O'Gara does what he does. Catch and get right to the rim.
McCall, shake and bake, top of the key. Little fadeaway jumper. Can't get it to go off the window. Ware has it taken away. It's out of bounds off of Marcus Ware. MU will get it, 8:03 to go. Credit Josh James with a nice play. And MU, I think, fortunate to get the ball back.
Defensively active underneath. Good to see MU, you know, continue to cause turnovers. That'll keep you ahead in a lot of games.
Under 8 to go, first half. Hawks up by 9. James, top of the key. Finds O'Gara on the left wing. He'll throw top of the key to Nicholas for 3. Put it in! Andrew Nicholas. First player in the double figures with 11.
He's got 3 3-pointers so far tonight as well. Had the one air ball, but other than that, really has shown a nice stroke so far this evening.
And here an offensive foul on Antoine Mason, bowling over the aforementioned Nicholas. 7:35 to go. Monmouth opening up their lead, up 30-18. And we'll step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network. The Boathouse Bar and Grill is your spot for great food, nightly entertainment, and drink specials. And the best wings around. Whether you're checking out the upcoming NCAA tournament at the Boathouse or you're having a fully catered private party, their location at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. BoathouseBarAndGrill.com. And make sure you follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar.
Be a busy day tomorrow and here as well. The McElvesey site for third consecutive year or fourth consecutive year?
It's at least the third.
I think maybe fourth. Fourth consecutive year of both the boys and the girls Shore Conference Finals. It'll start tomorrow at 1 o'clock with the girls' action. Manasquan taking on St. Rose. Boys game to tip around 3 o'clock. The top two seeds have advanced in that tournament. It'll be CBA 2 taking on number 1 Point Beach. You can hear all the action right here starting right around 12:50 with the pregame show on the Shore Sports Network.
I believe you and our good friend Kevin Williams will have the call here courtside. I'm curious to watch that game. Myself and Steve Bazaz, who are doing our game up at Siena Sunday, are going to hang around, watch some of that. Curious to see these two teams in person. A lot of Monmouth ties in that game. Former assistant Jeff Billett on the one sideline. One of his assistants, former Monmouth assistant Taj Holden, as well as someone playing for Point Beach. That is of interest to Monmouth fans.
Yep, Matt Farrell still undecided with his college plans.
One guy who's not undecided here is Deion Jones. He puts his head down, goes to the rim, and lays one in. Matt, right now, Nicholas has 11, Jones has 8. This is what MU can do offensively when those two get it going.
Yeah, I mean, when both guys are hitting together, Monmouth is a very difficult team to defend.
Nicholas and Stewart double-team Mason. He throws one down low. Harris shakes free and lays one in. He now has 4. Hawks lead 32-20.
Monmouth tried to get out and trap a little bit that time, exposed down low off of rotation.
6.5 to go first half. Hawks moving it here. James throws it to Colin Stewart for 3. Bottom of the net from the left wing for Colin Stewart. He puts the Hawks up 15.
Well, he's a spot-up shooter for sure, and if you're going to give him space, he's more than likely going to be able to ring it up from the outside.
6:10 to go in our first half. Hawks double-teaming Mason. Throws to Ware right wing. Now out to Harris. Ravon Harris, pump fake. Picks up his dribble, throws to Mason, top of the key. One-on-one with Nicholas. Antoine Mason through the legs. Right-hand drive. Floater is no good. A lot of contact. He wanted the foul. Ware offensive rebound has his putback knocked away, but they say it's off of Marcus Ware. The Hawks will get it back with 5:48 to go in the first half.
We're okay with no whistles, but Mason had a pretty good argument that time. He got hit pretty good by two Monmouth guys on his way to the rim. But MU has done a nice job so far on him defensively. I know he's got 9 points, but he has had to work pretty hard for those 9 points.
Same thing. That was the case up in upstate New York right after the new year. Hawks up by 15. James drives to the basket. Has it blocked by Joe Thomas right into the hands of Wesley Myers. Myers brings the Purple Eagles back. His shot is missed. Rebound, long rebound, comes out to Snowden, and it's out of bounds. They say off of Niagara, another Purple Eagles turnover. Hawks get it back, leading 35-20.
Yeah, Niagara now having some problems taking care of the basketball, and it's helped Monmouth just kind of, again, inch that lead forward a little bit. You know, you get the double digits, and then the next thing you go 12. Now it's at 15. MU closed out the last 5 minutes here of the first half on a good run, being in good shape, half number two.
James, top of the key, throws right wing to O'Gara. O'Gara will throw back to James straight away. Now he finds DeLeo on the right wing. DeLeo throws to Jones, right elbow. Down low to James. James posting up Myers. Has his shot absolutely thrown into the cheap seats by Joe Thomas. Playing volleyball.
You might want to think twice next time you go in and do that. Thomas, good size for Niagara. 6'7". And he's got some jump in him that we just saw.
Yeah, you don't mind James posting the smaller Myers, as he'll try to do again here. Got to be aware, though. Now he'll kick it over to Nowak. 4 on the shot clock. Nowak out to Jones, and he's called for traveling with 4:54 to go in our first half. The Monmouth lineup is James, DeLeo, Jones, Stewart, Nowak. The Niagara lineup is Myers, Marvin Jordan, Antoine Mason, Joe Thomas, and Ramon Snowden.
I think this is an important five-minute stretch here for Monmouth. You've lost 9 in a row. You're playing at home for the last time this year. Finish the first half out on a good note.
Jordan, top of the key, guarded by DeLeo. Good defense by Max. Jordan now throws left wing to Antoine Mason. Mason puts his head down to the basket, and he will be called. It'll be a jump ball with 17 on the shot clock. Niagara will get it back with 4:35 to go, and Matt, Mason is extremely frustrated now. With good reason, he's getting contact. But the other thing, if he's not going to pass it, they can collapse on him, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to take it to the rim and it's going to be 1-on-4.
And there, an offensive foul as Mason bowls over Max DeLeo. I'll tell you what, that offensive foul could have been called the previous possession as he just knocked over Max, who gets up limping. That's as obvious an offensive foul as you'll see.
Well, that's to me, that's almost Mason giving it back to the referees. Like, if you're not going to call a foul for me, then go ahead and call it on me, but I'm going to take out a guy in doing it. And he had no intention, I think, of even shooting that ball. He just ran DeLeo over.
Hawks with the basketball up 15. Greg Nowak, top of the key, throws right wing. DeLeo for 3. Wave off his shot attempt. Offensive foul called on Deion Jones. So each team's leading scorer picks up an offensive foul. After Mason's second, Jones picked up his second, so Niagara gets it back with 4:14 to go. Game has taken on the feel of kind of like a playground game almost. Jordan on the right wing, throws to Joe Thomas, top of the key. Tries to go high-low to Snowden. It was knocked away to James. James tried to find a streaking Nowak, but Wesley Myers intercepted it. Under four to go, new shot clock for Niagara. Myers to the rim. Good and one.
Well, I'm going to put that one on Josh James. Number one, you did a nice job of collecting the ball, but then just throw it in front, hoping that Nowak can outrun a Niagara guard. Probably not going to happen. And then poor defense that time, too. Just kind of smacked at it as Niagara went past, results in a three-point play opportunity.
3:52 to go in the first half. Monmouth leading 35-22. Wesley Myers will have a free throw after a 30-second break here on the Shore Sports Network. Back here on the Shore Sports Network, want to thank the NJEA for their continued support of MU basketball. The members of the New Jersey Education Association works to make public schools great for every child. With Monmouth leading Niagara 35-22, Matt, we take a look at our coaching matchup tonight, and it's third-year head man King Rice, 32-60, coming into tonight's game, and is, again, third year as the head coach of the Hawks, opposing Chris Casey in year one at Niagara. So he's trying to get something going up in upstate New York, a 1986 graduate of Western Connecticut State University. So two guys still trying to put their imprint on their respective programs.
Both their first year in this league, you know, with Casey being the first year head coach and Monmouth making the transition here into the MAC. You know, as you said, both still trying to establish their program, and both with kind of interesting roster makes up. You know, a lot of young guys on both of these teams.
Myers makes the free throw after the foul was called before the timeout, so he does convert a three-point play. Hawks lead 35-23, 3:45 to go in our first half. Fans, we want you to stay tuned as Monmouth moves it around the perimeter here. Halftime, we've got the Coke Zero scoreboard, out-of-town max scores, first half stats, as well as we'll speak with our good buddy Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. All that coming up at halftime. Colin Stewart drives to the basket. His reverse layup is no good. Nowak mistimed his jump. It was tipped out to Marvin Jordan. Jordan leaves for Joe Thomas, who is hacked. As like a bowling ball, five players hit the deck. The one that makes the most notice to me, Josh James, is gripping that left ankle again. And he actually is wincing in pain with 3:18 to go. And Thomas going to the line. Matt.
He's going to come out.
He should come out and not come back in unless it's necessary, because tonight doesn't matter as much as the Thursday of the MAC tournament, in my opinion.
You hate to say that anyone is above working through injury, but he's almost the one guy who at this point of the season is indispensable. You know, without Justin Robinson even eligible to play with the stress fracture in his foot, his year is done. You don't want anybody to get banged up and miss any time, but certainly James is a guy that, because of his position right now, is extremely important to the Monmouth mix.
Fuller's come back on. He's taken out Antoine Mason as Joe Thomas goes an ugly 0-for-2 from the line. The Hawks pull the rebound down and now we'll get into their offense, leading by 12 with 3 minutes to go in the first half. Colin Stewart will throw to DeLeo. Max DeLeo left wing to Tyrone O'Garrow. Into the left corner to Deion Jones. Jones will work on Cameron Fowler. Now he'll throw to Colin Stewart. Stewart dumps it down low to O'Garrow. Faces up on Thomas. Finds Nicholas with a nice little handoff, and Red will put it in with under 3 minutes to go. Matt, another example of good interior passing from MU. They lead 37-23.
Yeah, they've worked the ball around well tonight. A lot of assists on these made baskets.
Myers misses one. Jones pulls the rebound down, and then he is fouled by Joe Thomas with 2:35 to go. Deion Jones will go to the line for 1-1. Two free throws. Niagara now in the double bonus. And maybe, I don't know, you want to go tell Joe Thomas this? Maybe I will. He's 6'7". He's listed 220. I think he's more like 240. You might want to go tell Mr. Thomas. He would look great in some pads and a helmet.
Not at Niagara, though.
Well, they don't have football, but I'm looking more like, let's see, he's a redshirt junior, maybe for the Giants one day?
he's definitely a pretty imposing guy inside, and there has been a lot of fouls called in this game. A lot of players already with two, couple on either side. It's been a physical game for sure.
Jones missed his first free throw. He makes the second. Hawks lead 38-23, 2:35 to go. Mason's come back on for Niagara. He actually took out Thomas. So the Purple Eagles moving it here. Jordan on the left wing. Harris pops out top of the key, throws to Myers on the right wing, 20 on the shot clock. He finds Marvin Jordan, contested three, is missed. Nicholas pulls the rebound down. Good closeout by DeLeo. Again, no point guard on the floor for MU as they move it here. Nicholas throws down low to O'Garrow. He loses it. Myers took it away. It ends up into the hands of Antoine Mason. Mason over Nicholas in transition will put it in.
Mason smart enough that time to pull up at just the right moment and not continue the play all the way through. Would have been called for a charge.
1:50 to go in our first half. 38-25 MU. Mason leads the way for Niagara with 11. DeLeo has it on the right wing. He'll throw to Deion Jones with now less than 100 seconds to go in this first half. Nicholas, quick catch and shoot. He finds the bottom of the net. That one, he's good, he's good. And Nicholas has 15, which is the difference now. Hawks up 40-25.
As comfortable as he has looked shooting over a long period of time, being almost a full half in as long as I can remember. You know, he just has been so up and down. But right now tonight, he definitely has the stroke.
Here he guards Antoine Mason. Mason will pull up long two off the side of the iron. Snowden tracks down the rebound. Nice left-handed save to Harris, top of the key. Finds itself over to Wesley Myers, and Myers will be called for palming the basketball with 63 seconds to go in our first half, and Monmouth up 40-25.
You know, the body language of some of the Niagara players is telling me they don't really have it tonight. You know, I think if they would have started the game differently, got off to a quick start, maybe that carries you through, but when you're down 15 with a minute to go in the first half and you just got down here yesterday from the Buffalo area and you know you got to finish up the season in Jersey again, there's not a whole lot of motivation, to me, at least it looks like, for this squad so far tonight.
Under a minute to go in this first half. Hawks up by 15 with the ball. Deion Jones, top of the key. Works around Mason. Now Harris switches off on him. And Deion is fouled going to the basket. He'll go to the line for two. And Antoine Mason may not be the player that the foul was called on. It actually was called on Harris. But he came out of that scrum just yapping and jawing. And I think what he's mad at, if Mamet's star player Deion Jones is going to get that call, he wants the same treatment back the other way.
He hasn't stopped talking even since he's taken a spot at the free throw line area. Definitely an unhappy camper right now.
Deion makes the first, 40 seconds to go. Marcus Ware will check back in. Haven't had too much of a chance to talk about Marcus, who obviously is doing his fifth and final year of eligibility at Niagara. I know we feel the same way. Just a great kid, and I know we wish him the best of luck. He's having a pretty good season. Here he's unable to corral the rebound after the Jones miss. It's actually tipped back out to Deion Jones, and Monmouth will look to hold for one shot. There's about a four-second difference between the game and shot clock.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the decision was made after the season last year to not bring Marcus back for his fifth year. It did, you know, him along with a couple of other guys as well. Just a fresh start going into a new league, but it is always good to see him. He was nothing but, honestly, a pleasure to deal with and work with while he was here.
Jones, beautiful crossover to the basket. He'll miss the shot. Mason pulls down the rebound. Garrow knocks it out from behind. Niagara ball with under 5 seconds to go in the first half.
That was great quick hands that time by O'Garrow.
You know, just saw recently his classmate Deion Nesmith granted a sixth year of eligibility at Hofstra.
Didn't know that.
The weird transfer from Northeastern. Talk more about that if we can at the half. As Snowden will inbound, 5 seconds to go. He inbounds it to Ware. Ware goes right into the chest of DeLeo. An offensive foul will be called on Marcus Ware. That is his third foul. And what a heady play by DeLeo as Monmouth will get it back with 2.2 seconds to go. Coach Rice will actually take his use it or lose it 30-second timeout. So that will allow us the chance with Monmouth up 41-25. Again, Ware back, his first time here. And again, that news about Nesmith, I know two guys we both have high opinions of.
Yeah, Nesmith, another guy. I couldn't say anything bad about him either. You know, the one bad thing I will say about him, I wish he would have stayed and put the pads back on.
Okay, I'm with you. I thought Deion would have been perfect in either a scrambling. He was a recruited quarterback out of Northeastern. He would have been a great change of pace quarterback, or I was personally pulling for him in the secondary.
Oh, absolutely. I could have seen him line up in any of the back four spots. I would have loved to see him, you know, been involved here. But both guys who have helped kind of Mama through tough times, you know, it has not been kind here the last couple of years since the new building has been put in, the 1 year making the playoffs in the NEC, and then last year not making it in the NEC in the final year. You can't, you know, sometimes dismiss what guys do.
Nowak throws a baseball pass to O'Garrow at half court, but Tyrone caught it on one side and then crossed onto the other side, so it'll be an over and back call. That is the correct call. So Niagara will get it back with 1.6 seconds to go. So they'll have a chance to now take the final shot of the first half. Ware bounces it, tried to bounce it to Mason. He gathers, he throws it up, and he can't get it to go, and we'll go to halftime after a weird last 5 seconds with the Hawks leading 41-25.
King Rice is discussing that last call on O'Garrow. I think saying he never had the ball when he was in the front court part of Mama's situation there. But regardless, you know, I think if you're MU, you got to sign for it at this point. You've lost 9 in a row and you're going in at halftime leading by 16. You're pretty happy with how it's gone.
Hawks lead, as Matt said, 41-25. As we begin halftime here, we'll take a couple of minute break, look at first half stats, look at the Coke Zero out of town scoreboard, as well as have a word with Josh Newman. We'll do all that here at halftime. Monmouth up 41-25. We'll step out for 2 minutes here on the Shore Sports Network.